Hey, everybody. Special guest, Mike Lindell. He is under fire in every way you can possibly imagine. And I ask very direct questions. We have a very good conversation. And Mike has a lot to say about what happened in this last election and some big predictions. If you guys want to support Mike and our program simultaneously, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Kirk. A lot of you watch our program and you respect us because we ask good questions and we come at everything rationally and reasonably and from a skeptic perspective. And we go back and forth, Mike and I do, about some of it. And Mike is someone I've known for many years. He loves Jesus, he loves his country, and he's a man of good character. And I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation, which will be the first of many, as he says there will be more evidence-based revelations to come. Mike Lindell's about to come. I want to hear your thoughts on this episode, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're going to give away a couple signed books. If you subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And I say many times, buckle up, but this time I really am going to say it because you're going to need it. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. Mike Lindell is with us, founder of MyPillow, and author of a phenomenal book. Mike, I've known you for a couple years. I can vouch and attest for your character, your love of Jesus, and a love of our country. And Mike, it's great to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me on, Charlie. This is a great, great time for America right now, believe it or not. I'll tell you during the show.
Yeah, I want to hear that. So, Mike, you're under fire from every direction. I read these things here and there, multi-billion dollar lawsuits. But, Mike, give us an update. It seems like they're throwing everything they possibly can at you.
Right. And I'm gonna quick do a where this is coming from so everybody realizes this. Everybody knows I backed this great president since I first met him in the summer of 16. But this is different. The attacks now are so different, and it's all because I got a piece of evidence on January 9th that was something different. Something I had never seen anything like it. And I started doing a deep dive and did my due diligence. And when this came about now, and when I went all in, it's kind of funny because it's kind of like, if there are people out there saying, hey, Mike's got rocks in his pillows and Mike's got scissors and knives in his pillows, what would I do, Charlie? What I would do if I was the pillow company, I would say, hey, everybody, come and look. I'll open up my pillows. There's nothing inside, right? There's nothing inside. There's nothing to see. There's no evidence. It's all, it was all fear. Well, anyone that knows me, I'm not 99% sure. I was 100% sure. I went to the sources. I went everywhere. So I went all in. Now you'd think, and this is when they started attacking, starting with the retail stores. It went to them, and everyone needs to know these aren't real people. These are hired hit jobs. They're called bots, trolls. They're called these, like sleepinggiant.org. These places are hired to just attack and suppress and cancel out a company or a person. Well, they, as everybody knows, they, the stores started canceling on January 12th. Between January 12th, just two more yesterday, Boscov and Sam's Club. I mean, there's over 22 stores now and shopping retailers that have canceled. But it wasn't just that. When I went all in with all the evidence, I kept making the news every day. That's the only way the mainstream media would even let me talk about it is if I did something bombastic or something would happen to me. So like Mike Lindell loses his Twitter. Mike Lindell loses the MyPillow Twitter. Mike Lindell, Google canceled me on some things I can tell you. But it's been the day, all the mainstream media, they all have my direct number. You guys, CNN, Fox, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I give everybody my phone number, even good, what you consider fake news, good news, it doesn't matter. And they called me every day for a month, every day for almost a month, and put me in the news. Mike Lindell with his fake evidence. Mike Lindell with, conspiracy theory. Mike Lindell this and Mike Lindell that. I was mocked at night on talk shows. I was mocked on Saturday Night Live. But you know what I told them all? I said, you wait till February 5th. I'm going to have a documentary coming out called Absolute Proof. I told them all, the proof's going to come out. And you guys, you know, I told them all this every day. February 5th came, and it was crickets, complete crickets. And that when that came out, I was sending them all to my personal website. Google, I started buying my own name, Mike Lindell, which I'd done a million times over, and they charged me a nickel. Then it got all up to $1 a click, if anybody knows about AdWords there. I'm just buying this so that they would see the evidence, the top click. Well, Google shut me down after taking tens of thousands of dollars, said, you cannot even buy your own name, Mike Lindell. Then they took away my Wikipedia. I can't get on that. They changed it into something I'm not, or that, but everybody knows my past of being an ex-addict. Then, of course, they shut down Vimeo, YouTube, all my any place that I would have a voice. But nobody called me in the mainstream media for a month until I get this lawsuit against me. Now, when that came out, they all started calling me, and I'm going, hey, hello, so-and-so from the New York Times. You didn't call, you didn't write. What's up with that? And they go, Mike, tell us, you know, you were sued for $1.2 billion. I'm going, you know what? I asked them to sue me. So now I can show all the evidence when I rebuttal them. But anyway, I said, did you actually watch the Absolute Proof? I go, and I'm telling them, go to LindellTV.com. None of them had watched it. I go, what kind of a journalist are you? I scolded every one of them. You go back and watch the short version. Charlie, I made every one of them go back and watch the short version of that Absolute Proof. Then they called me, but still nothing in the media. I mean, it's so sad that, you know, it's not like this isn't even a political thing, Democrat, Republican. This is our country. Everybody sees what's going on now with this cancel culture, with everybody's voices getting suppressed. Good friends of mine, Right Side Broadcasting, I went to CPAC. I'm there. I told them, you guys, if I say anything that you don't want to lose your YouTube, make sure you mute me. So they did. That went all over the news 3 days ago. But guess what? YouTube banned them anyway. Just banned them, just to make an example out of them, because they don't want anybody to say, they want everybody walking on eggshells now in this country. But I got news for them what's coming, I'll tell you. It's going to be amazing. We've got a big platform where they can't touch us. Nobody's going to be able to come in. We're going to have everybody's voices out there. It's going to be amazing.
So, Mike, let's get into the specifics. Many of our listeners have seen your documentary. I have watched the documentary, but we have thousands of people that are listening to this that have not. Saying you have absolute proof is a very big claim. Can you walk us through some of that evidence, Mike, and take as much time as you need?
Okay. First, I'm gonna do this. Everybody on there were two miracles that have happened so far in this election cycle, and this is what I say in absolute proof. The first one was on election night at 11:15 at night. These machines have algorithms in them. It's called the weighted race feature. Not just Dominion or Smartmatic or ESS, all of them. So this setting there, just trust me on this for now as I'm explaining it. Donald Trump they underestimated the number of votes he would get, okay, in spite of all the stealing. And I'm not talking the organic stealing, you know, the dead people voting and all that. I'm talking about these machines. So he got at 11:15, he had so many votes they didn't expect that it broke the algorithms. So now you didn't have enough. He was going to win anyway. So as we all know, in the middle of the night, about 3 a.m., everything shut down. All the states at the same time shut down counting. They had to backfill, and it exposed their hand. That's the miracle. If they wouldn't have underestimated Donald Trump, if they would have planned right, we would have all went to bed at 3 a.m. Every state would have had their count in. Biden would have won, and we'd all said, better luck next time. But instead, these deviations happened. Well, what people need to know is those deviations, everyone thought, well, those are mail-in votes they counted in Michigan, the 100-some thousand. No, mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd. Only in one state where they counted later. That was Pennsylvania. So anyway, when I got up, actually, I stayed up all night, and I'm going, this election, it was all these deviations. So I started doing my own due diligence. I look at deviations every day. If I have a radio station that does 20 grand and it would only normally do 2,000, I go, something input had to affect the output. So I would dive in no matter what and find out why that did either worse or better than it did. And I would find out how did it happen. So I started doing that for the election on the 4th. Since November 4th, I never let up. Ever. I was going talking to everyone that was out there in the fields, checking all this. Now here comes the second miracle, everybody. The second miracle is every state, they found enough dead people that voted, non-residents that voted, ballots being re-put in, fake ballots. It didn't matter. All of those, if you count all those, Donald Trump still wins. And if all the legislators would have done their jobs, and people say, well, why was it the evidence looked at? None of the judges wanted to be the first one to look at this stuff. None of the evidence was looked at of that stuff. But if it would have happened and they would have done their job, Donald Trump would have been in power. But you know what? I am so glad that didn't happen there, because we wouldn't be where we're at right now. Now I'm going to explain what's in absolute proof. On November 9th, I got a piece of evidence, and I had spent millions of dollars helping out everyone in this country out of my own pocket. My whole focus hasn't been on my pillow. Since then, it's been from morning till night, checking out every rabbit hole, everything I could find, because this was so of a magnitude that was, a historical landslide for Donald Trump, and I could prove it by precincts. But anyway, so here on November 9th, I get this sheet. And it's got IP addresses. It's got IDs of the computers. It shows which country came over, did the hack. It's got a timestamp, and it shows, did they break in or were they let in? Did it break the cyber or the firewall? And it was this cyber attack from other countries, from servers from overseas. Just one piece. So I reached out to them and I found, okay, where did this come from? Okay. Well, I failed the source. These are guys that work in the government. There's a thing, it's a spyware that's used. And they didn't think they had it on that night from November 1st to November 5th. Now, here's what it has. So in there, imagine having, you see everything that's going on. Like if you're looking at a computer, if you have a timestamp from the night of the election. So now we have, since I did absolute proof, all these, we have, tens of thousands of these cyber attacks. Well, 496 of them made it through from 22 different servers overseas. This shows on the inside, it shows all this this gibberish that comes off a computer. Then it's converted into this, where here's the time it happened. Let's say it's 10:03 on November 3rd. It came from China, China.net or China, whatever. It shows the IP address over there, shows the ID of the computer, shows it coming over here, shows where it was hacked, which machine, maybe it's the Secretary of State's office of Georgia. Were they let in? I'm just doing an example. Were they let in or were they break the firewall? The IP address there and the ID of the computer, and then how many votes were flipped. Incidentally, every single flip was from Donald Trump lost votes, okay? Every one of them was a flip from Donald Trump to Biden or Donald Trump taken down. So they're doing this by hacking into these machines, okay? So now what I've done since absolute proof is, because people did question, nobody out there in the media said nothing on there was false. Nobody said, hey, it's fake, okay? They just didn't talk about it. What we have now is we went around to check out the IP addresses to make sure they match. Just did the due diligence, the IDs of the computers. And now you're going, well, we still don't have machines. They've looked at this. Nobody has looked at this evidence except for two places in the United States, Antrim County, Michigan, and Massachusetts, in a primary by Dr. Shiba when he ran in a primary in September. Both of those cases are still open, and both of them showed, with the machine audit, audit in Michigan, there was 15,000 voters and 7,000 votes were flipped. It's right in the machines. And the cyberware matches perfectly like two gloves coming together. Now, in Massachusetts, in the primary, they didn't even bother and just do it at different times. They did it all through the election. So when Dr. Sheba got done and he lost, he went precinct to precinct, county to county. Everywhere there were paper ballots with no machines, he won. Every other place was exactly 60-40. Exactly 60-40. It can only be done by a machine. Now, right now, what we're doing in Maricopa County, by the way, you probably don't hear this in the mainstream news. They're fighters in Arizona. They're not giving up, and I've never given up. You know, we can't ever have elections without machines again, and this election needs to be pulled down. Whatever they do with it, but here's what's happening in Maricopa County. The Senate went and got a subpoena. They blocked that. These people blocked it, so they don't want you to get to these machines. They blocked it. Well, the judge unblocked it last week. So now we get to go in and 2.4 million votes in Maricopa County and all the machines, if they haven't destroyed them, we probably think they might have, but it won't matter because we got these cyber people. They can pull it out even if they hammered them like Hillary hammered her emails. Well, so now we're taking that. We have four other places we have access where we're auditing what actually happened the night of the election. And marrying it with the spyware, which is 100% evidence, okay? Now, what we're going to do, and this is really important for all of you out there, if you want to know what to do, I'm putting updates at lindelltv.com. That's where I'm putting everything because they suppress the news. Right now, we're doing a couple of things. We're taking down people like in Arizona. It's called a recall, kind of like they're doing with the governor in California. In Arizona right now, it's going on. We have a team of people. I'm going out there to speak next week to get them rallied to do this, but they're already doing it. They have two-thirds that you only need 25% of the votes to petition to bring down Doug Ducey. We're bringing down Doug, the Secretary of State in Arizona, and all the ones that block this on the county level. So they'll be pulled down. Then we're going after other states, and it's going to happen real fast. I could give you the list, but we're kind of saving them for surprises. We want to get the ground crew there. So we're doing that at the same time. And then what we're doing, like right now, I've been sued. Every week I want to get in the mainstream media. And believe me, I'll do something to get there, whether it's having Darren Smartmatic to sue me or something, or replying to Dominion. I mean, they sued MyPillow too, which is shameful. Now, MyPillow is going to go back after them. You're going to see this in the news. So the mainstream media will have to cover it. But we can show all the evidence then, too. Now, what we're going to do, it's going to take probably 4 or 5 weeks. We're going to have this. I have a platform coming out where all the influencers in this country will be able to go to and not worry about YouTube and actually be able to talk without losing YouTube. Okay? That's very important. That's how they're canceling us all out. People will be able to talk and not walk on eggshells. People that lose, like Terrence Williams, lost his Facebook for 2 months. That's his livelihood. People have lost their livelihoods that are broadcasters, that are journalists. So we're going to have this spot, and we're going to put out all the evidence so people are going to be able to talk about it. And that absolute proof was seen by 140 million people so far. This will be seen by everyone around the world. For 3 or 4 weeks going forward, we're going to do a couple more shorter documentaries and show all the new evidence. I mean, when you see this, 100%, you're all in. Now we're going to bring it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, there is no way that they're going to be saying no to your Republicans, Democrats, the people. This was an attack by other countries. China and other countries did our voting for us. We can never have machines again. That's number one. But that election will be pulled down. Now, what they do with it, I don't know. That's up to them. But the Supreme Court, the pressure on them to finally let the people see what happened to our country is going to be so, they're going to have to let it in because they, you know, the peer pressure, the pressure alone, show us people, but because we'll have already all seen it. And that's what's going to go on. And I believe when this is all done, Charlie, when this manifests out, I in prayer, I got 5 months. I got 5 months where this is all going to be done. But right now we've turned that corner. The third miracle is people are going to see. I have Democrat friends of mine that are even in my pillow. We got attacked. About 500 of my employees are Democrats. We're like a big family, and they're worried about what's going on out here. We're getting canceled out. Socialism came on, which you have fought for, Charlie, against for years. It took us over in a matter of months, and it's here now, everybody. And this is our way out. They tried to kill our communications. They tried to suppress our voices and our leaders. They've done it with everybody else because people can't go on. I can't go on. Even the bad stations won't have me on to talk about, say, the word dominion or say the word election fraud or talk about the vaccine or whatever. You know, anything I say, they're not going to have me on because they tried to kill me first over here, crush me, but they know I don't care. I'm going to say it because I'm 100%. This is about saving our country and saving humanity. The world is watching the United States right now because they're fearful. I've talked to presidents of three other countries. All of them have the machines came into there. This goes back to Venezuela in 2001. The first machine came into Venezuela called Smartmatic. Came in there. They took that country in 2 years. And everybody knows where that's at. They came into our country. Been here, and it's got, you know, we can't let it, we have to stop it now.
So Mike, I read part of the complaint against you from Dominion, and it's obviously a $1 billion lawsuit. Just to play devil's advocate, they're claiming that everything you're saying is completely untrue. Do you believe this is them just posturing, or how do you make sense of this? Because they're going on a lawsuit blitz right now.
Okay, they went on that to suppress everybody from talking. Okay, nobody was even talking about Smartmatic, and they went after Fox, so Lou Dobbs gets fired, so he doesn't get to talk about it. That's to suppress the media from talking about it. It's just like I said before, if they had anything to hide, when everybody's, it wasn't just me, there's over 20 lawsuits Dominion has now. This goes back to a guy in Colorado a month and a half ago. There's a lot of other ways to cheat with the Dominion and the Smartmatic machine, not just what I'm talking about, the cyber attack. I kept telling them, sue me, sue me, sue me, you know, because I know it's just when you have 100% evidence, you don't worry. If I had 90-some percent, do people think Mike's just going to take down his company and just give up his life? I haven't been able to see my grandkids, my niece and nephews in 2 months because I can't go back to Minnesota because they'll know where I'm at. Not them, but whoever. Okay, I've been around the block. I come from a life of, you know, addiction with crack, and I dealt with some really bad characters back in the day. But this is something that's really bad, and their lawsuit is only smoke and mirrors. I was so happy they sued me, and then they finally served me. I said, because they had to serve me. When you see my reply to them, all the evidence will be in there, and that's public record then. So now your media that won't talk about anything will go, wow, look at this. Because now we have so much more to put in there, too. This came right out of a government computer, their spyware. This isn't like, if I had your computer, Charlie, and I wanted to see what happened 4 days ago, if you didn't stamp it out, there's a footprint there, okay? We have all the footprints. We have it all. And that's why they were afraid to sue me. They didn't know. They go, this was different. All the other people got suppressed just for talking about it. But they made another mistake. They went after MyPillow. MyPillow employees, we have 2,500 employees. These are hardworking people, families, Democrats, Republicans. It doesn't matter. This isn't a political thing. This is an attack on our country. And now they see what's happening all around us. Everybody sees. It's not just talking about these machines. They're suppressing our voices. I said something about the vaccine, what Israel's doing over there. Everybody taking the vaccine. And they just attack that. You'd say something about a vaccine that, you know, that you call it the mark of the beast or something. They go nuts on you, you know, what they want to do there. Anyway, with that, now MyPillow is going to go after them because MyPillow had nothing to do with it. I have always kept MyPillow separate. When they used to tell me to boycott Fox or whatever and CNN, I advertise on CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I do what's right for my employees and my customers with my business. They went after MyPillow. I'm going, what would you do that for, Dominion? But you know what? It's going to be great news when my pillow goes back after them, because they were trying to pull my pillow in the mix. I send email blasts to my customers. I don't say vote for Donald Trump or do this and that. And how they could do that to a USA company and hurt these employees. They already hurt them bad enough hiring these hit jobs for 22 retailers drop us. So it's very sad, but you know what? This is the time we all need to stand up and give the, we need the tools, which the tools are coming, everyone, to fight back with our voices, you know?
So Mike, you hinted at a couple surprises coming. Can you give us a little bit of a tease? And then the evidence that you have mentioned, have you handed that over to law enforcement or to any other intelligence agencies? Because what you are alluding to, if true, would be an act of war. Is that correct?
These countries that attacked us, that's right. They were attacked by foreign countries. 60% of it came out of China. And yes, that is correct. We are, it's the CCP, it's communists coming in. But they were also, there's a lot of people on the ground here that helped them, okay? There was a lot of people now that on the ground. So you have domestic actors and foreign actors. That's correct. To answer your question, yes, Charlie, but you know what? We haven't went to government. There's very few people I trust, okay, right now. Okay, this has been so suppressed. It goes so deep. Let's just say William Barr comes out and says there was no election fraud. I mean, I don't know about William Barr. Were you compromised or lying or that naive? Or, you know, one of the three. I'm serious. Because you didn't even look. So I don't know who to trust anymore. But yes, we have very high people, law enforcement. When you talk about attorney generals, stuff like this, we're not just going to put this out there without having, it's not just going to be, hey, here's Mike Lindell's thing before the Supreme Court. There will be, we will have the officials there that are actually going to be part of this. And I want to tell you this, here's the biggest thing, because if this went to the Supreme Court, everybody, we've all seen, no judge in this country has looked at the evidence yet. Not one, well, there has Antrim County, remember what I said, and Massachusetts, and now Maricopa in Arizona. When Maricopa's done, you guys, you're going to see that in Arizona, Donald Trump won Arizona by over 600,000 votes. We're going to show that, and it's going to be coming within 2 weeks here. There is no way now. It's like these things were popping up like pocket gophers, like holes in a boat. And then Dominion, Smartmatic, all these people, all the whatever the entities that did this to it, they're trying to hold it. They're compromising people, threatening people. And you know what? It's too late now because it's going to all show there. So we're going to have an example. Another thing we're going to have, a big surprise. There'll be a big surprise of evidence. There's going to be, and I'll tell you this, there's going to be whistleblowers. There's going to be people that work within organizations that are going to come forward so they didn't get longer prison sentences. I will tell everyone out there right now, if you want to reach out to me, you probably should if you're one of the criminals, because maybe you could work out a deal so you don't get it, you know, the longest sentences. It's kind of like the old back to the old mafia days, right? This is going to be so broad and just explode. And this isn't just who did it. This is people going to say they did it. They were part of it. Whistleblowers, law enforcement, we're going to have it all. But even with all that, the power of the media, everybody, the power of the media, if this went to the Supreme Court without what I'm going to tell you next, it all still would be suppressed. None of you even knew that how Arizona is right now, what's going on. It's a miracle there that these people did not give up. The Senate there, the legislature in Arizona, God bless them. There's over 5,000 people on the ground that I talk to every day there. They didn't give up because they knew this is about our future of humanity. What we need to do, here's the last thing. What we need to do, I have a platform coming out. I can't say the name of it. Within 10 days, every single influencer and person on the planet can come there. You're going to have a platform to speak out, and you're going to have, and you will not need YouTube. You won't need these places. So it'll be where everything can be told, because we got to get our voices back.
So, Mike, I want to say this. I am totally a believer that the signature verification and all this, and I want to give everything a fair hearing. But Mike, when you say that it was a 600,000 vote delta, I'm not saying you're wrong, but can you build that out? Because that's even hard for me to believe. And you know, we're friends, you know, and I'm just asking an honest question.
Right. And this is what was so hard. This is the thing that's so hard. This is a thing of massive proportion. Now, I want you all to imagine this. And I'm going to say this right now because it doesn't matter to me right now, believe it or not, because the evidence shows itself. So I'm going to tell you some statistics. Donald Trump won 79 million plus to just over 66 million. That was the actual totals, everybody. Now, how do you get that? You don't get that from mail-in voting or signature switching or what they did in Pennsylvania when they had to bring in 400,000 ballots, or actually it was more like 600,000. That was to make up lost time. I'll give an example. Here's Arizona. In Arizona, we have a recording of a meeting, okay, in a meeting where they spread out these were votes that were front-loaded into the machines for Biden. 35,000 spread out. There was almost 200,000 votes put in and all multiple places, 35,000 just in one county. They spread it out so they would dilute it, and they tried a little bit in 18 for this experiment, right? So they diluted that. So if you look at Arizona, I want everybody to look at Arizona. You can see this in public knowledge. The New York Times put it out. Arizona was front-loaded for Biden almost 200,000 votes. Now, you got that. Now the machines are set. It's a weighted race feature, and you can look this up. If you watch my thing, it's right in the manuals for Dominion, ES&S, and Smartmatic. It's called Who Do You Want to Win? How Much Do You Want Them to Win By? You set it for 3 or 4%, and that's what they're going to win by. It doesn't matter what the votes are. So what happened in Arizona, since they front-loaded that, that's why they called Arizona early. I watched Arizona very closely. On election night, if everybody remembers, Donald Trump kept catching up and catching up and catching up. And everyone's going, Fox, why did you call Arizona early? Donald Trump's going to win because with the timeline, he's going to shoot past it and win by like 80,000 votes anyway. Because once again, they didn't front load enough and they didn't set it right. They wanted to make sure they won Arizona beyond anything you can imagine. So even with the algorithm. Now, when they stopped Arizona, do you know Arizona took 7 days to count Maricopa County? You know why? There wasn't enough votes left to make, because Donald Trump overshot by like 80,000. So they had to do something. We're going to find that out this week. So let's just take another county. Let's take Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, on the night of the election, Wisconsin, you have this weighted race. So Donald Trump's getting, let's say, 0.85 for his every time a Donald Trump vote. And then over here, you have 1.15 for Biden. And it doesn't go exactly like that. That's the algorithm. But like they'll feed in like 7,000 votes. Boom, they'll feed in as these timestamps go on. So it's making corrections throughout the day of the election. So you always, all of a sudden, all the votes come in. Now you got to make a move. You got to add 7,000 to get it back to that percentage. The problem is in Wisconsin, especially, they were running out. So they had to running out of railroad tracks. So when that shut down, they had to flip the last few counties and turn them all Biden. There was one county in Wisconsin where Biden normally, or I mean, a Democrat usually only wins 30%, got 85%. I know these counties. I live in Minnesota, Wisconsin. So I went down to the precinct level. In Michigan was different than any other state. In Michigan, they won by a lot there, Biden did, but there's a reason for that. When they shut it down, the actual Dominion guys were in Detroit. They were in Michigan. So when they did this call, by the way, we got whistleblower there too. They just got ballots and just dumped them. There's other ways to do it in the machines. They put 3 fobs in and just added 100,000 votes for Biden. No down ticket. That's why you see, I want everyone to see this too. Do you know why did these down tickets win? And Donald Trump won all these down tickets, but Donald Trump didn't win. That's never happened. It's impossible. Because of all the votes that were flipped for Donald Trump, Donald Trump won. Do you know, and when you guys all see this, when it comes out, He won every state except for five, and two of them are a push, California and Colorado. Now, you're hearing that. There was theft in every state, in Dallas, Texas. Dallas didn't take the Dominion machines, okay? So they said, oh, they're bad. Everyone's heard that story. Well, no, they kept ES&S. 57,000 votes were flipped in Dallas alone. And they're going, well, why was it all spread out like this? Remember, it was just set to win the election. It was just set to win the election by 4%. If you spread it over all the states, it looks a lot better. And you make sure that he wins by a ton so nobody can argue it. No one's going to argue that Biden won by 5 million votes. Give me a break. And I'm going to tell you, I want to say one more thing. So like Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, and say, well, he won them by 5% or whatever. No, he really won them by like 8 or 9%. This is, you know, it was everywhere.
So Mike, the last question I want to ask is what you're alluding to is a widespread conspiracy. A lot 100%. Of people involved. So the question that everyone is asking, and you say that more and more evidence is coming out, so skeptics will become believers, and that's your prediction. But what I'm most interested in is in your observation of this, who is behind it? Who is running all of this? Because you're talking about thousands of simultaneous moving parts in different counties and different states.
Right. And the attacks all came from overseas. Every single vote in the United States went overseas. Every single one. And there was 22 servers, the closest one being Toronto. All these machines were online, everybody. And if they weren't online, that doesn't mean they have to be plugged into the internet. There's wireless internet, too. People don't get it. They were all online. That's the first thing they teach you. Here's how you turn the machine online. So these attacks... Now, when you look at this, all the different IP addresses, 60% did come from China. Now, my theory, now this is theory. Now you're getting me into theory, Charlie. Were the Democrats involved? I would say they are. Were there Republicans, crooked Republicans involved? Absolutely. Did they all know about the cyber attack? I don't know that. All I know is this. People that voted Democrat, when you see all this evidence, my audience is a Democrat, just a normal Democrat friend of mine, because they know that what's in office now is not a Democrat party. These guys are doing, they're setting up for something so horrific to this country, you have no idea. And if anyone thinks Biden is part of it, Biden's a thing in the front. You remove him and then you're going to see this, but you're already seeing it now. Now this whoever did it, I would say, who's behind the CCP? You know, I would say that China, you know, the Communist Party, I would say they're there, maybe combined with the deep state. I don't know. But I do know that it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing.
Sure.
Because there were Republicans that were in. I think they bubbled to the surface. I mean, Brian Kemp, he better run for the hills and go before he goes to prison. So, Brad Rutherford and you know, these guys. I mean, this is deep. This is bizarre.
So Mike, the final question is then, how does this all play out? You started on an optimistic note. You started on,
right.
You have promise. How does this play out?
Well, you know what? I'd like to go back to Minnesota and see my grandkids soon. But so I'm being patient, and I'm not a patient guy. I want this to work 100%. Now, we could take the evidence right now, and we could bring it all before the Supreme Court, but I can't take the chance that they don't even look at it again. So what we're doing, we're launching this big platform so that all the voices of our country can come back and start telling it like it is again. And this will be, and when I say it, it's not just like a little Twitter platform. This thing's been built for 4 years for such a time as this. Okay. And then we're doing that. So we're going to have a month of solid voices. Everyone's going to see. We're doing a documentary now next week. It's just going to show all the foreign interference. So this might answer yourself where it came from, because it would take another whole show to tell you the stuff that I do know. But we are going to put it in there. But I want you to hear it from the people that were spies inside, that actually were in the rooms where this stuff happened, this major attack plan. Now, there's that. And also right now, you know, like I say, go to LindellTV.com. We're engaging all these people. I became like a hub of information and running all this, this because I'm organizing people. Everybody was doing good things out there, but they weren't organized. So now we're taking recall in Arizona, getting rid of the bad politicians that are there. And you start pulling these down, we can get some good politicians back in, at least get them in that right now before they take our country, before this happened. We are in a race against time here. So we got about a month and a half to get the word out. Once I start putting all the new evidence and we get this platform, then we get, in the meantime, they're destroying our country. You know that. They're letting people flood in. They're trying these executive orders. You know, they're doing, first thing they do is knock down the pipeline with 20s or all these thousands of union jobs. That's not very democratic, right? Well, anyway, once we bring it to the Supreme Court and it gets there, now if they deny it, there's other plans there too. But by that time, all these states will have already gotten involved. There's about five states that are close right now. When they open up the evidence, just because, there's no statute of limitations on what happened to our country. This was a fraudulent election with a president that I haven't even watched one thing. I mean, he's not my president. You know, he's not. He wasn't elected. That's it. You're not going to change what I've seen. I want, in my mind, every Democrat, every person in this country and world, by the time that gets to the Supreme Court, you will have seen this evidence and you go, you know what? We've been attacked by another country or countries. And you know what? This election, something's got to be done. Two things need to manifest out of this. One is that there can never be machines anywhere in the world ever. Again, not any kind of machine for an election. You go back to Flintstone, you do what they did in Iraq with the purple thumb or whatever. That's what it has to be, you know, and with FOBs. Because you can still have organic cheating, but nothing of this magnitude. This is a plan to take the world, everybody. So you go back to that. The other thing is I want our real president back, Donald J. Trump. And I want him back in office, period. This country was going on the greatest course ever, and look what they did. If anyone doesn't think this is a... Does this thing seem normal to you that all of a sudden the Democrats won this time? Does something seem different? Come on, people. This isn't the Democrat Party. This is an attack. And everybody, you can't sit by this time and do nothing and just not voice your opinion. And Charlie, there's a lot of people on the ground right now, too. They're going to their county boards and stuff, and they're going to their county and saying, do we have machines? Why do we have them? When did we get them? Why don't we look at them? You know, and that's where we're getting a lot of them opened up.
So, Mike, what has happened to you personally, I think, is a travesty, and they're going after your company. And I've known you for years, and I'm going to continue to look into all of this. I am a skeptic on some of the margins, and I said that earlier, but I'm an open mind, yep. Mike, and I'm a data guy and an evidence guy. And you say I'm going to become a believer on that.
Yeah,
and that's what we need. But Mike, you know, the reason I really wanted to have you on is because you deserve a fair hearing, and you really do. And I hope we were able to give that to you. Mike, just the final thing, just how are you holding up in all of this? Because it seems like every major institution has come after you in a pressure campaign I have not seen in my whole life.
Yeah, well, I'll say that. I want to thank everybody out there, too, because everybody has stepped it up for buying. And by the way, with your promo code, Charlie, you can save up to 66% on all of our products, up to, some of them are 50%, some are 66%. You can get I put my book out there. I lowered it to $9.97 to get that word out with free shipping. You get that with your promo code. And I'll tell you, with everybody has stepped, we have over 110 products now, too. And my employees, they've been through this before, and we were through it in 2016 when I met Donald Trump. I had never been political. We were attacked by bots and trolls. I thought I was the worst person on the planet, and then I find out they're not real people. And then the real people got behind me back then, and they got behind our employees. Then it happened last spring when I spoke for the president, let me speak from the Rose Garden. I spoke out about God, reading our Bibles, spending time getting back in the Word, spending time with our families as long as we were locked up. We were attacked again. It was worldwide news. I was attacked. My employees were used to it. Then we had the myoleander.com. We talked about this vaccine, this therapeutic this guy brought to me. I was attacked then, bots and trolls. So we're somewhat used to it, but this time is different, like you say. Every institution has attacked me, but you know what? We're all part of a great time in history. In the place we're in right now, all of us, God chose MyPillow for, you know, MyPillow is just a platform for a much bigger thing. And if God put me here, I mean, how humbling is that for such a time as this? And I would never step back down. If you knew what I knew, nobody would. And not, I don't believe anybody would. I'm just doing what I have to do. But in the consequences, like I said earlier, they can attack my company. People have stepped it up. I miss my grandkids. I miss my niece and nephews because it's so important what's getting out there. And I'm afraid for them to go home because something like this is so big and it's been all consuming. And people, I've had friends call me, go, Mike, just let it go. Let it go. No, I'm not going to let it go. And because what I believe, we're all put here. When this manifests out, everyone, and we get through this, this is going to be the greatest uniting of our country ever. Democrat, Republican, people, races, we're all going to come together against what came into our country because it's something very evil, and it's going to manifest into the greatest revival ever for Jesus. That's it. It's going to be a coming together. We're going to get God back in our schools, our foundations, our politicians that I have seen since I got involved in this, they either have a personal agenda or a political agenda. How about a people agenda? There's people, they're going to demand this. Our government's going to be run by people that do it for the people. And these are the manifestations of what's going to happen. You're going to go after down the road, the next frontier for me, I'm going after the teachers union. How shameful you're trying to take away the charter schools and stuff, you know, our education and take God out of our schools, God out of our treatment centers. It's going to be awesome, everybody. It's going to be amazing. And that's my optimism. And I only have one fear, and that's the fear of the Lord. So they can keep firing stuff at me, but it's not, if they're kind of learning, it doesn't, you know, they said a thing, Charlie, the other day I seen it, boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And the other guy says, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that jerk.
That's funny. Well, Mike, your energy is contagious and I can't wait to see what you continue to release. And we're praying for you. And again, it's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, and your perseverance is very admirable. It really is. So God
Thanks,
bless you,
Charlie,
Mike.
And you bit. God bless you. God bless you all out there and keep the faith. It's all going to be good.
All right. Talk to you soon, Mike. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching again. We're only going to say one thing for this episode. Of course, you can email us your thoughts of this episode, which we love. freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.